This is The Hard Question on WCGO.
So much news breaking, and I wanted to go to a friend of the show, Lieutenant Colonel, retired Lieutenant Colonel Sarga Sangari, who is also a congressional candidate, as we know, in Illinois. Sargis, what is the status on Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu?
Hey, Valanke, it's always good to be here again. Israeli leader, in this case, Benjamin Netanyahu, has been indicted on charges for bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. So this is just a process that we knew was going to get here. And as we had talked last time on your show, that there's some credible requirements out there that have to be flushed through the legal systems in Israel.
So, you know, what does that mean for him? I mean, he's indicted and he's going to, as you say, in charge. Can he continue to serve as prime minister? Will he be asked to step down? Does it mean that he, as they talk about a breach of trust, but what does that mean to his 10-year service there as the leader of Israel?
Well, the unfortunate piece of it is that Israel is looking at conducting some significant operations for its security requirements. And unfortunately, this wasn't probably the best time for these charges to have been brought up. But again, it's a part of the process politically for Israel. I think the best way to flush out everything is probably to give an option to push this case through the Israeli Supreme Court. If you go through that process, given his tenure and what he's done for the state of Israel, it gives him some options that would take him out of having to go through the embarrassment probably of the entire trial. And it would alleviate some of the pressures that Israel would be facing in regards to trying to answer those specific security operational requirements that they have to meet in a short term, given what's happening within the region, and probably going to put him in a position where he'll take one of the back doors off and probably would step down as prime minister.
He's angrily accusing the prosecutors of attempting a coup, and basically what he said, that he's claiming the indictment stemmed from false accusations, a systematically tainted investigation, and he said that the country was witnessing an attempted coup against him. He said the police and investigators are not above the law. The time has come to investigate the investigators. So what is his status regarding the favoritism or his popularity with the people that voted for him or supported him? Is there any way that he can survive it? Or does he have to, as you say, step down?
I think it would be very difficult to survive this process. The state of Israel is utmost priority above any individual. Given what we know about the case, it would be very difficult. I think for this to go through its process, as you say, given his time, his tenure, and what he's done for the state of Israel, you're probably going to get through the Supreme Court process where he will have options, and given those options, and one of those options, probably going to give him an opportunity to, leave without having to go through an entire judiciary process that probably would not be beneficial for the state of Israel.
But what if he maintains his innocence, and if he believes he can win his case? I mean, does he step down under pressure and then potentially run again? Or if he, I don't know if there's ever been a prime minister of Israel that's been convicted in the past. Have they ever had a prime minister convicted to your knowledge?
A lot of them have gone through this process, and it's up to him. This is an internal issue for the people of Israel to decide. And for Netanyahu, I think Netanyahu has always been an active individual, and he's always going to be active in Israeli politics. He may not be at the level of prime minister, but I am sure that he will continuously have a say as far as the future of Israel is concerned.
They said in the first sign of a rebellion, Netanyahu's top Likud rival, because he's Likud, called for a leadership primary should the country go to new elections. And this is, according to the Jerusalem Post and the AP, says, I think that he would be able to, this is the rival, say, form a government and would be able to unite the country and the nation. So I guess the other, only plausible way out of a third election would be a unity government. And what would that mean, like a totally bipartisan government?
No, I think, as I had mentioned last time, remember we were down in Israel on September 19 of this year when the elections were taking place. And I said you're probably going to see Likud push a little bit more to the right. There are individuals within the Likud that could be that strong presence, especially given what Israel has to go through these security maturations that are taking place within the Middle East. And no one knows how this is going to turn out. You just got to kind of play through the process. But Gilad Erdan is still, I think, possibly a favorite of the Likud to be able to formulate that strong government, given what is required based on what Israel will be facing over the next few months, if not next few years.
Boy, this is all in crazy timing with we're going through all the hearings in Capitol Hill. There's political shakeups all around the world. Now, what's the status on you, Sargis? What's the status with your congressional bid?
Well, for me, it's simple. We are going to be heading down to Springfield on Monday to file. And as far as I know, still nobody has come up in the primary to challenge us. We'll see. We got till 6 December to see if anybody else wants to challenge us for the primary. If not, you're going to see me going through as the Republican candidate, representing the 9th Congressional District and running against Jan Schakowsky. 20.
Wow. Well, potentially a next Congressman, Sargis Zangari. As always, my friend, thank you for joining us here on The Hard Question. And thank you, my friends, for joining us as well.